Modern antidepressant drugs, called SSRIs, have benefited millions of people with mental disorders, but it's the possible dangers of those drugs that have made news lately. A growing number of studies suggest that at least some of the drugs may increase the risk of suicidal behaviors in some young patients. Scientists and government regulators are looking into that possibility. But as NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports, the growing focus on the downside of antidepressants can be explained in part by broader public concerns.
The fears about the risks of antidepressants resonate with many other contemporary American anxieties. Among them is the concern that while depression is a real and treatable disease, too many American children are taking antidepressants. The use of the drugs has grown sharply among children over the past few years. Columbia University recently commissioned a poll of parents with children under 18. Lori Flynn, director of the National Teen Screen Program at Columbia, says that two-thirds of those surveyed said they believe antidepressants are overprescribed to children.
Because it's so hard to tell what is depression and what is just a normal moody adolescent, parents worry that we may be too quick to jump to a medication.
Flynn says another reason parents believe the drugs are overprescribed is that they're so heavily advertised.
It leads people to worry that we may be prescribing them too quickly to people of all ages who don't really need them.
That makes concerns about the risks of antidepressants even more pointed. Also fueling the concern is a growing distrust of drug companies.
I think we might be in the midst of what could be seen as a tipping point as far as the public's regard for the pharmaceutical industry.
Jerry Avorn is associate professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School. He's the author of a new book, Powerful Medicines: The Benefits, Risks, and Costs of Prescription Drugs. Avorn says Americans are angry that they're spending more on drugs than ever before as prices rise and insurance coverage declines.
And so all these somewhat arcane issues about safety and testing become much more vivid. People get much more invested in getting upset about them.
Finally, there are growing questions, at least among academic physicians, consumer advocates, and journalists, about whether the FDA is a disinterested champion of the public's health. Philip Hiltz is the author of Protecting America's Health, FDA, Business, and 100 Years of Regulation.
Over the 100-year history of the FDA, for most of that history, it was believed the FDA should be out of politics entirely, working only on evidence and science, making judgments about whether a drug is safe or not safe, whether it's effective or not effective. Stick to those issues. Stick to your books and your labs.
But, Hilt says, at least among FDA watchers, there's a perception that in recent years, politics has intervened. He cites the example of the FDA's recent rejection of over-the-counter sales of the morning-after contraceptive pill. The FDA acted against the advice of its own outside experts, and critics say it did so to appease pro-life groups. The agency denies that. Still, it's a perception that undercuts faith in the FDA's objectivity. And in this climate, some also question whether the agency has bowed to industry pressure and been slow to respond to growing concerns about the safety of antidepressants. All these concerns will be present in the room as the FDA convenes a panel of experts in mid-September to advise it on whether it should require additional warnings on antidepressant labels. Whatever the FDA does, the concerns highlighted by this controversy about the power and secrecy of drug companies and the FDA's capacity to oversee them are likely to remain in the public eye. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.